This is Northwest News from KPLU. Law enforcement agencies in Washington state estimate there are more than 5,000 kits containing DNA taken from rape victims sitting on the shelf. KPLU's Jennifer Wing tells us about a bill in Olympia that would try to get these kits to the state's crime lab to see what the evidence reveals.
After a woman is raped, she undergoes a long, invasive process at a hospital where DNA is collected and a rape kit is put together. For a variety of reasons, thousands of these kits are sitting on shelves across the state, never making it to a lab for further analysis. A bill being considered in Olympia would require law enforcement to send rape kits to the state crime lab within 30 days once the evidence is collected. At a hearing for the measure, Rick Bell, a prosecutor from Ohio, says when his state started testing all of the rape kits sitting on its shelves, distinct patterns of violent crime were revealed.
Of our investigations, we've determined that 30% of the 244 that we've indicted so far are serial rapists. This is the one project in all my years as being a prosecutor, as a law enforcement officer, that I have seen such wild, successful results.
The bill that's still in committee in Olympia would not require the kits be tested, just that they make it to a lab. The Association of Sheriffs and Police Chiefs supports the spirit of the bill, but says without state dollars to hire more scientists and lab techs, all the measure would accomplish would be moving rape kits from one shelf to another. Jennifer Wing, KPLU News.